Wind at work. Wind can power storms, make electricity, and carve rock. It can also whip up some fun. If you've ever tried windsurfing, you will know that you can tear across the surface of the water when the sail catches the wind. Supposing you wanted to fly a kite, you wouldn't get it airborne if it wasn't windy enough. People have used wind in different ways for thousands of years. But what is wind? Wind is simply moving air. The sun causes it. When the sun warms land or water, the air above it also becomes warmer. Warm air is lighter than cool air, so it rises. If this happens, cooler air rushes in to fill the gap. This movement of air is the wind. Because the surface of planet Earth heats unevenly, wind is constant. Water takes longer to heat than land. Now you know why beaches are so breezy. Long before people used wind to have fun at the beach, they used wind to get to places. For example, ancient Egyptians hoisted sails to travel up and down the Nile. Some winds blow in regular patterns across thousands of kilometers. Some of the most reliable winds blow west near the equator, the imaginary line around the middle of the planet. These winds have made it possible to sail the oceans for centuries. People sail boats for sport today, but they still rely on the same wind patterns that pushed ships hundreds of years ago. People don't need wind to cross the ocean anymore. They have airplanes for that. Still, wind can help us in other ways. If wind is harnessed using wind turbines, it can generate electricity. The Horse Hollow Wind Farm in Texas, USA, grows no crops. It has hundreds of steel turbines instead. Each tower is taller than a 20-story building and topped with steel blades that turn a generator to make electricity. Wind energy in the United States is enough to power about 4.5 million homes. It accounts for only about 1% of the electricity that they need. If more wind farms are built, more electricity will be generated. Wind isn't always fun and helpful. It can also be terrifying. Just ask anyone who has seen a tornado. A tornado is a vertical column of spinning air. If wind above the ground moves faster than wind at ground level, the air in between creates a spinning tube. If the air rising inside a thunderstorm moves this tube upright, then a tornado is formed. Although most tornadoes last only a few minutes, they can do a lot of damage. They can lift cars, houses, and anything else in their path and throw it hundreds of meters away. The fastest tornado ever recorded reached speeds of 484 kilometers an hour. If tornadoes are frightening, hurricanes are even worse. As this air rises too, big wet clouds start to gather. Over a few days, the Earth's rotation causes the growing mass of clouds to spin. If winds reach 119 kilometers per hour, the storm is known as a hurricane. Sometimes the strongest hurricanes reach speeds of over 249 kilometers an hour. If hurricanes hit land, they often do extreme damage. Huge waves cause floods on the coasts. In 2005, Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans, Louisiana, forcing residents onto roofs as water flooded the city, and resulting in major loss of life. From gentle breezes to strong gusts, wind is everywhere. Without it, the landscape would be different. People would not have reached new continents, and sports like windsurfing wouldn't exist. There are many ways in which wind changes our world.